Life on the Planet is produced by Milos Radakovich and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
This is Milos Radakovich for Life on the Planet. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. Samuel Taylor Coleridge could easily have been writing about marine animals. Surrounded by water, most are perpetually at risk of dehydration. Animals are found in fresh and salt water, and each poses different challenges for maintaining the proper balance of water, salts, and ions. Some even straddle the line, born in one world and maturing in the other, or making seasonal migration between the two. Each transition requires lengthy physiological and metabolic changes. The process by which organisms maintain that balance is called osmoregulation, and the major organs involved are skin, gills, and kidneys. They have the ability to regulate what comes in and what goes out, and what an animal wants in or out depends on where it lives. Marine fish must retain fresh water and eliminate excess salts. Most maintain large molecules in their body fluids to offset the effects of salt and seawater. With osmotic pressure more balanced, there's less need for active osmoregulation. Freshwater fish have the opposite problem, requiring large kidneys that produce nearly a constant stream of dilute urine. Remember that the next time you go swimming. Most animals get water directly from the food they consume and from its metabolic breakdown, and so are only occasional drinkers. Even humans can get along pretty well on the food and occasional beverages we consume daily. Unless you're working long hours in the hot sun or have a special medical condition, drink only when you're thirsty and give your poor kidneys a break. For KUSP, this is Milos Radakovich.